My fellow brothers and sisters, we are here today. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to make it through the week. And thank you so much for allowing us to be in your presence, Father. I just want to share with my brothers and sisters what you have allowed me to understand and gave me the comprehension of is in Matthew chapter 18 from verse 1 through 5. And then you led me to Luke chapter 18, verse 17, all in the New International Version. And Father, may I be able to please speak to my fellow brothers and sisters at this time and help them understand how to enter into the kingdom and be with you forever, Father. So what it says, the verse 1 of Matthew chapter 18, it says, at that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He called a little child to him and placed the child upon him. And he said, truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And let's go ahead and go over to Luke 18, verse 17. And it says, truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. That is a powerful statement. I really want my fellow brothers and sisters to understand our Father means business when he says no one will enter and be able to rest with him and be able to just embrace in the presence of our Father. So I want you to really understand that. And please, as you may take care of your children, nieces or nephews, or even your grandkids, I just really want you to think about you being a child of God and your child being a child. Just understand what a child is in the spirit. So being a child in the spirit is a lot different than being a physical child. You're just always, 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 you're going to be able to tell your Father about anything and everything. And you're just so eager to spend time with your Father. And that's what it really means, is just be able to spend time. And with us going to this wonderful week, and tomorrow being the Sabbath day, I really want you to think about this one commandment. It says, keep the Sabbath holy. And what do you think that is? So I just want to leave this to my fellow brothers and sisters, that you are loved, you're appreciated, and you're covered, and you're forgiven for all your sins. And just become more childlike in the spirit. And you know your spirit is more childlike because you just feel the presence of God all the time with you. I just want you to have a wonderful day. And just think about this before you just let another day come to you. And thank you, God, for the breath of life, as you always are. Amazing. All glory to you, Father.